This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Some U.S. public school districts are considering closing and consolidating schools due to enrollment declines that accelerated during the COVID-19 pandemic. That's as a new Cato Institute survey shows that 46% of private schools reported increases in their number of students over the 2022-2023 school year. It's all part of a tricky tug of war over student enrollment, and that ultimately impacts district finances. Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall has more.
4 years after students were sent home from public schools during the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic, the kids are still not all right. Stanford University's Tom Dee.
We observe historic learning loss. There are multiple indicators of serious deterioration in students' mental health. And as they've returned to in-person instruction, we've seen an extraordinary increase in chronic absenteeism.
And some public schools are tackling those challenges as they face budget constraints, as their funding partly depends on the number of students enrolled. There's also the problem of pandemic relief funding drying up in September.
Many school districts have been using those federal resources to prop up their budgets during a period of sustained enrollment decline.
Some are even considering closures, which Sophocles Goulis with the Brookings Institution says can be very disruptive.
And the outcomes of these students can vary a lot based on where they land.
But it's not all bad news for public schools. Goulis research shows that some students who left during the pandemic are coming back.
If there will be a recovery, this is how it should start looking like. A stabilization, maybe some weak increase in overall enrollment.
And Miguel Urquiola, an economist with Columbia University, says lots of education funding is not tied to enrollment. However, the migration away from public schools does present another problem.
The people who leave the public sector, they are often, for example, you know, more motivated people or wealthier people. Then there can be a change in sort of the support for public spending.
In other words, they may not want their tax dollars spent on public schools. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.